Mexican army killed the head of the cartel. Which cartel? And basically, the entire place is on fire. I found an article, but I basically summarized it. Okay, from Mexico News Daily. That is the kind of place that I would want to go. In a post to social media site X, Jalisco Governor Pablo Lemus Navarro announced federal forces carried out an operation in Tapalpa a couple hours ago, which led to confrontations with the area. As a result of the operation, at various points in the region, individuals with burning block vehicles to hinder the action of the authorities. Security committee with authorities from all three levels of government and activate the red code in order to prevent acts against the population. Okay, all right. Roadblocks have been reported across the state capital, Guadalajara. All flights are being diverted from Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara until further notice. Okay. Well, this is good, right? I mean, any action the Mexican government takes against the cartels, I mean, presumably taking out you know, the cartel leader is good, right? I mean, I'm very, very much in favor of the cartels being, you know, beheaded as they're so wont to do to others. So we're not doing critical support to the cartels against America. You know, that is probably a position some people have on left Twitter, right? Or like on Blue Sky or something, where they're like, why are you enabling joint U.S. and Mexican colonial violence against the cartels? I'm sure there are people who are like that. In my personal opinion, the cartels are bad. You know, they're pretty bad. Yeah, like Hassan's North Korea post. Oh, I bet. Yeah. You people are begging. You're gagging for it. You want me to go, that's you. That's you gagging for it. That's you. You want me to argue with Hassan, okay? Shish. What are we talking about? North Korea? North Korea. Koreans are like the opposite of Mexicans in terms of, you know, what are we talking? Liveliness? Also, everyone knows that North Korea is colored blue and Mexico is colored yellow. Oh, no noise? I assume there would be. That's my fault, I suppose, for expecting anything from this buck-ass of a world. Koreans are actually descended from ancient Aztecs that crossed the Pacific. Oh, there are probably people who believe that. Casa Guadalajara airport video shows employees sprinting for cover as reports say armed men inside the terminal. Well, this could be from the Syrian civil war. They might be speaking Arabic here, I'm not sure. Look, if a military operation was conducted to kill a cartel head, my assumption is that the Mexican government was prepared to deal with the fallout, right? Like, they wouldn't just do that and then, you know, like, oh my god, there's chaos and instability after killing the cartel head? Like, yeah, I mean, I assume they would be prepared for the fallout from this. You're expecting them to have something planned? Yes, I am. I am expecting that. Not every government is the American government, you know? The Mexican government is not perfect, but it's not as comedically incompetent as the American government. You can't assume the Mexican government is competent. I think any portion of the Mexican government that would take out a cartel head has to be some kind of competent. That's my guess. The incompetent parts of the Mexican government are the ones that wouldn't be going after the cartel heads, for the most part. Wait, they killed Amancio? Holy hell of a power vacuum. Yeah, no, I mean, I really hope they're... Listen, the only reason that Mexico has not been, like, a regional power in the past 50 years is because of the cartels, right? Like, Brazil is impeded by a variety of things, I think. I won't pretend to know everything, you know. Mexico could potentially be, like, I wouldn't say superpower, but they could be, like, a real power. Also, the U.S., obviously. You know, interestingly, the U.S. doesn't actually have that much regional power status, I think, relative to how much strength we have overall. And I think that's because most of Latin America knows we fucking suck ass, you know? We spent the entire Cold War shitting on them. So, as a there's not a lot of, like, camaraderie across the Americas. I feel like Mexico could be that place, you know? The main thing that stops Brazil, honestly, I think, is the fact they speak Portuguese. It's just like everyone else speaks Spanish. I really, really, really hope that Mexico is able to deal with its cartel problem soon. I mean, obviously, it's not that easy. But, you know, the Japanese government took on the Yakuza. That happened, and it worked out pretty good. So, you know, Latino right-wingers are all American stooges, though. Yeah, pretty much, like 100%. They burned a plane at the airport. My nephew's posting videos of people dead in the street. Jesus. Hopefully that doesn't keep. It's really, 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 really difficult to verify information like that. Like, yeah, right off the bat. How big are the cartels? insanely. They're like the collectively, though they don't operate as a collective, the cartels have a considerable fraction of the power of the Mexican government. They're really, really, really influential. The CDNG was formed in 2009, became one of the most violent drug cartels in Mexico, having the highest cocaine, heroin, and meth trafficking capacity, initially in Mexico, then to the U.S. The U.S. said that under El Mencho's leadership, CJNG was responsible for many homicides against rival trafficking groups and Mexican law enforcement officers. They were also involved in assassination attempts of Mexican government officials. They have been indicted several times in the U.S. District Court for the Court for the District of Columbia. I wonder if we were involved in this takedown. We have been, like aggressing lately in Mexico. United States fault for all of it as usual. Yeah, we're pretty like well to blame, at least to a large extent for the cartels. A lot of it is Mexico's fault. A lot of it also is the fact that we, do you really think the US has an interest in getting rid of the cartels? I think that we do. It's just not something that we want to do that pressingly. We benefit from the instability, but we would also potentially benefit from the stability. It's complicated. I don't know. We sell them the guns for the most part, and we give them the money, man. I mean, trafficking to the US, there's so much money in the United States, you know? Bunch of drugs they carry over into the US because there are like border patrol guards and police departments like right at the border that are complicit. Defense Amex 1 informs the public that through central military intel efforts, national. Achieve the attention of Rubin and Mencho. During the operation, military personnel were attacked, so in defense of their integrity, they repelled the aggression, resulting in four members of the CGNG criminal group dead at the scene, three seriously injured, who lost their lives during their transfer via air to Mexico City. Among the latter is Rubin and Mencho. That's confirmed. Okay, yeah, confirmed. All right. In addition to the above, two other members of this criminal organization were detained, and various weaponry and armored vehicles were seized, including rocket launchers capable of downing aircraft, stingers, and destroying armored vehicles. Unfortunately, due to this military action, three members of the institution were injured, likewise transferred, but no deaths. Three casualties, no deaths. In addition, etc. Within the framework of bilateral cooperation and coordination with the USA, complimentary info is provided by authorities from that country. Okay, so American intel might have helped, or maybe they're just saying that. Okay, well, hopefully it works out. So we gave intel, makes sense. I mean, it does make sense. We have an insanely sophisticated surveillance network. Our satellites are second to none, so it makes sense that we would be able to help out. We remember in Ukraine how hesitant Biden was to give like unrestricted satellite access to the early info access to the Ukrainians because it would basically you'd be able to see like every nose hair on every Russian general. We can see your asshole right now. We see it throbbing. Sit down. I feel like if the US really wanted to get rid of the cartels in Mexico, they could. The problem with the cartels, it's the same problem as with the mob and with the Yakuza. Criminal organizations are like you, it feels like the organization is just the one compound in the desert where they have all the guys with the guns, but 90% of the power is this really, really loose network of trust and like owed debts that stretches across the entire country, including within government officials. So even if you took out like the main guy, you might fuck them over in like an immediate sense, but all of the people who were previously working with the cartel are now thinking, can I go back on my promises or will they kill me if I do? Like their coordination with the cartel from the beginning was basically like, you get money if you do this, in return, we don't kill your family. And now you know the head honcho has been taken out along with the compound. So now you're thinking, can I break my promise? Are there any people alive who remember the promise that I made who will come after me if I break it? And the answer usually is yes. So a lot of people who work with the who work with the cartel will keep working with the ghost of the cartel because they don't know whether or not their end of the deal is still going to be upheld by force. Pretty, yeah, weird stuff. Nasty, nasty, nasty stuff. To deal with these orgs is to get rid of drug addicts. Not just drug addicts, you know. It's not just drugs, sex trafficking. It's really, really tough to get rid of these markets completely. You could do some work, but not entirely, you know. Violence is a pretty poor approach for sure. Well, the way we got rid of the mob in the US and the way we got rid of the Yakuza, not we, you know, they got rid of the Yakuza in Japan, it was basically the twofold approach of like, we are going to rigorously pursue you till the ends of the earth with officers that you can't buy, you know? Like corruption is not going to be your way out anymore. But we're also going to keep a door open. You can go legit. That was the trade-off. The former members of the Yakuza are still heavily integrated into Japanese business, but they're just doing legitimate business now. Like, that was the deal. You get to get out of this. You don't have to rat on your friends. You don't have to go to jail. A lot of you get to just skip. But in return, like, congratulations. You're now like a regular businessman. You're a salaryman now. What was the Japanese mob? Same with the mob in the United States. You know, you go after the worst people right at the top. But for most of the people who were affiliated with the mob in like Chicago and such, they were just regular moonshine people, like people who worked at bars, thousands and thousands of people who were just making a living and paying protection to a racket. You know, so as soon as the whole thing blows up, it's like, OK, we're going to let you ride on this. But you're like, that's it. You know, it's done. You're done with this. And if you can maintain that for a couple of years, usually a lot of those implicit criminal networks break up anyway. So that's the hope, right? It's just really tough. Mexico just doesn't have the money or the civil society that America had in the 1930s or that Japan had in the 1980s. You know, if Mexico had more money, like more money and a little bit more cohesion, just a little bit more development on every level, not just like infrastructure, I think they could do it. The American mob wasn't torn apart till the 80s. True. I mean, yeah, they kept over for a while, right? Like Vegas. Vegas used to be run by the mob. And it's not like they just outed everyone, right? For the most part, everyone just got bought out by regular businesses. The mobsters who ran Vegas, they were like, you know, yeah, I'm the mob. And then MGM came in and they were like, hey, I'll buy your business for $20 million. Okay, I'm retired now. I'm a retired mobster. Yeah, you know, then that's it. No more crime. Works. It is true. The cartel is a lot larger than those other groups, Sunny Meadow. Basically like a little country in a country. It is worth pointing out, though, that Mexico has been making progress. They have been making progress against the cartel. God damn. Kiba, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you asking me? You think I work at Twitter? I guess I do have a blue check. I had that coffee too late. It was cold by the time I finished it. Really unfortunate. All right, well. Shine Bomb specifically or the government in general? Not Shine Bomb. I think that the government in general has made good progress in the past couple of decades. Shine Bomb specifically, I don't know how much she's done. Maybe she's done good. I don't really know. I'm not an expert, not even a little bit, on the subject. There are people who know so, so much about it. Can you talk louder? I'm vacuuming right now. Okay. I get that. We've all been there.